They want to be DC's next AG. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP. Never miss a moment.
Candidates seeking to become D.C.'s next attorney general addressed issues facing city residents last night.
When people don't feel safe, our city can't thrive.
Ryan Schwab says public safety will be the number one job. He's endorsed by current D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine. Ryan Jones says he wants to create what he calls equal access to justice and a course correction for the city.
So that we can live in a place that we all have an opportunity to succeed.
Bruce Spiva says many challenges come down to dealing with what he calls root causes, such as
economic instability, lack of educational opportunity, housing instability.
Matt Small, WTOP News.
The forum did not include Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie after the D.C. Board of Elections ruled he did not qualify for the AG position because the board says he's not an active attorney. McDuffie is appealing. Candidates vying to become D.C.'s next attorney general gathered for a forum hosted by George Washington University and the League of Women Voters.
My passion for this position isn't about me. It's about you, each one of you.
Ryan Jones is calling for what he calls equal access to justice and a course correction for the city.
Washington is a tale of two cities.
And Bruce Spiva says that can only be overcome by dealing with the challenges of economic and housing instability, plus a lack of educational opportunities.
Almost everybody I talk to is focused on public safety.
And Brian Schwab says that would be his top priority. He's endorsed by current D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine. Matt Small, WTOP. News.
Last night's candidates forum did not include Kenyon McDuffie. He is still fighting to appear on the June 21st primary ballot.